Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. Hey, it's time again to catch up with our friends from AARP of Wisconsin. Now, remember, this is not just for those 55 plus anymore. It's for anybody that's paying attention to their resources, be it financial, maybe it's protecting yourself on the internet. AARP has got some wonderful resources that are available to everybody, whether or not you're a member. Of course, they hope that you will become a member, that's for sure. Amber Miller is our guest today. She's the Associate State Director of Community Outreach for AARP. And today, with all the conversation about escalated cost of living, especially regarding energy, a lot of concern about what's going to be happening with interest rates and inflation overall, kind of a good time to take a look at your personal money management. What kinds of things can you do to make sure that you're protecting yourself in some uncertain times? Boy, Amber, you hit it right on the head as far as what people are thinking about these days. Let's talk a little bit about how AARP helps people through some of those question marks about personal money management. What is it? What should we consider personal money management when we hear that phrase?
Great. Well, Pam, I just first off want to thank you so much for having AARP Wisconsin on and having specifically me on. This is my first farm report, so I'm very excited. AARP in general really is a resource, as you said, really for all ages, but specifically 50 and older. And personal, you know, money management is just kind of how you said it, is your personal finances. And we know that AARP, if you are a member or not a member, you can go onto the website. There's just really great information about retirement and scams and personal money management, how to read your credit report. So you definitely can find just a tremendous amount of free resources at the AARP.org website.
Yeah, exactly. And it covers so many different elements. Let's talk a little bit about when people are, and you know, I understand every morning when I come to the office, one of the first things I look at just by habit is what's happening with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Does it really matter to me or my accounts? Not necessarily, but it is a gauge. Let's talk about what people can do to try to get a handle on their spending plan. How can we create one? How can we look at ways of saving? Give me kind of a map, if you will, Amber, on trying to protect myself.
Absolutely. And I do want to start off, Pam, by saying, you know, personal money management or anything to do with your finances, it is a hard topic to talk about. You know, nobody wants to talk about maybe if they are struggling or, you know, talking to their loved one about it. But we know that money plays such an important role in our daily lives, and that it's critical, you know, that we learn to overcome our desire to avoid that topic. Let's talk to our family and our loved ones. And so that's the reason why, you know, talking about, I don't personally use the word budget, because as soon as you hear the word budget, people think, oh, I have to get rid of something, you know. So I try to use the word saving and spending plan. I think it's kind of nicer. And I just want to also say, if you already have a savings and spending plan, I'm going to say kudos. And if you already have one, this might just be a nice refresher. But, you know, there's a couple steps that we can take, because every year I can tell you during New Year's resolutions, I always pick two. And one is to always exercise more and to get my finances in order. So that's the reason I always love, you know, having this discussion about it, Pam. And there's really four easy steps that I think people can do to start really taking back their financial freedom. So the step one is listing your income. You could take a pen and paper for this if you would like, and you include, you know, your take-home pay, Social Security, the IRA distributions, or really any source of income. So you're going to write that down. Step two is you want to list your fixed expenses. This is what I consider the needs. You know, you probably have heard of needs versus wants. So the needs include like rent and mortgage, utilities, insurance, car loan, groceries. Some people's needs might be a little bit different than other folks, but you want to write down the stuff that like you need every month. Step three, so we're almost halfway through. See what you have left. So if you're like, okay, take home this, here's my expenses, especially with like grocery costs and gas prices. It's hard right now for, you know, people to make ends meet. But you want to see, is there anything left over at the end of the month? And if there is not, this is a really good way to really start looking at your savings and spending plan and identify any spending leaks. Spending leaks to me, I am guilty of this. This is where you maybe have a list that you go to the store. I'm going to purchase these two things. You come out and you have 55 things.
Yes.
So you want to identify that. I'm guilty almost weekly, Pam, on that. And then also maybe where to cut back. So if you're like, I really like to maybe go out to eat once a week. Maybe it's once every other week. Or I like to, you know, have my morning latte. So start thinking about, you know, maybe where you can cut back. So those, I think, are the four easy steps to really start looking at your personal finances.
You know, and your point about it's as simple as writing it down. I've done this exercise in the past, actually my husband and I, and you're exactly right. Somehow, when you write something down, there's more clarity. And especially, like you said, you know, maybe, like I said, my husband and I sat down together. He sees things or remembers things that maybe I at first blush did not. It just really makes it very much more clear.
It does. And if you are, you know, I'm a single person. If you're single, you know, just setting aside those 15 minutes, 10 minutes to start writing, it down. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised maybe of either how much money you do have left over at the end of the month that maybe you could put into a savings account or retirement account or pay back some debt. I think people would be pleasantly surprised.
If you'd like to see the tools that are available to help you with regard to your personal financial management, you can jump online, aarp.org, and it's right there on the homepage. Like we said, resources available regardless of your membership status. Now, the other thing that we want to talk about a little bit, Amber, is, all right, let's say that I recognize some real shortfalls. There are different tools available at aarp.org that will help you also put together a plan on how to right that ship, correct?
Absolutely. So it is called AARP Money Map. It's an online resource. So let's say, for instance, maybe you've written down stuff and now you're like, I want to take maybe the next step if you are computer savvy and if that's your thing. And so AARP Money Map is a free solution that helps anyone over 18. So it could be if you're listening to this and maybe you have, you know, a grandchild or a child, if they're over 18, and yourself, create a clear plan of action for unplanned expenses and debt. And it also, you know, hopefully will help save time and interest on those outstanding bills. You can track your goals. I love goal setting. Save for emergencies, which is huge. And you don't know maybe if there's going to be a pet that needs to go to the vet or the water heater goes out or large purchases. And then you can learn new ways of, you know, creating that savings and spending plan and turning your goals into a reality. It is free, 100% free. You do not need to be an AARP member. And the easiest way to find the AARP Money Map is if, as Pam said, if you go to aarp.org, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little looking glass. If you type in money map, it'll take you right there. I find that to be, and you could use that resource for anything. If you're like, wow, I'd like to learn more about nutrition or brain health, I definitely encourage you to go to the aarp.org website. I personally use AARP Money Map, and it's so user-friendly and really gets me thinking about also, you know, my spending. So am I spending my money on stuff that I need or is it that I want? It really gets you thinking, which I think is really important.
Oh, I agree. Again, Amber Miller along with us. She's the Associate State Director of Community Outreach for AARP. You know, slow down, take a moment, and evaluate your personal financial management. Like we said, sometimes it's as simple as just writing things down. But that tool is available online. Again, AARP.org. And like she said, that little search looking glass up at the top, look for Money Map. Another service available through AARP of Wisconsin. Amber Miller, our guest. Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.